Technology is the theme this Wednesday on CNN Student News. Thank you for watching. We've got reports involving internet connectivity, an internet behemoth, safety for travelers. We're going to get to it as soon as we can dig out from all this snow. Well, not in Atlanta, but the U.S. Midwest and Northeast are getting a 1-2 punch this week. Sound familiar? They've had a wicked winter. This time around, some Northeast streets could be under ice. Last year, the Farmer's Almanac had predicted a bitterly cold winter for the region and a major storm right around the time of the Super Bowl. Looks like they got it right. Preparations for it might have taken a toll on other parts of the Northeast.
Millions along the East Coast are digging out of Monday's record-breaking snowstorm.
Snow is coming down faster than we can plow it.
The winter storm transforming New York Central Park into a winter wonderland in just hours, setting a new daily record of 8 inches.
I think I'm ready for the summer.
For thousands of travelers heading home from Sunday's Super Bowl, the airports were anything but a wonderland, and more than 2,000 flights canceled on Monday due to the storm.
We're trying to get to Chicago. Our flight's a couple hours delayed. We're just hoping it will actually take off.
Parts of New Jersey pummeled with 9 inches, forcing Governor Christie to issue a state of emergency. Central New Jersey officials blaming the Super Bowl for impacting their ability to battle the snow.
Most of the salt in this general area has been going towards the Meadowlands for the Super Bowl. The local municipalities and the counties have been struggling to get it, and this has been going on since the middle of December.
A new winter storm will pack a 1-2 punch into Wednesday, with heavy snow and ice forecast in more than 24 states. Kansas City bracing for 10 inches of snow.
The Obama administration believes that for American students to compete with other students around the world, they need to have the same technology as students in some other countries.
Technology can help. It's a tool. It's just one more tool. So today, the average school has about the same internet bandwidth as the average American home. But it serves 200 times as many people. Only around 30% of our students have true high-speed internet in the classroom.
The president asked for and got commitments from companies like Verizon, Apple, AT&T, Microsoft, and Sprint. They promised to give or discount millions of dollars worth of services and devices to students. The government is also putting $2 billion toward high-speed internet in schools. The White House says the money is already set aside and it won't add to the deficit. Not everyone agrees that all electronic technology is good for students. Some experts are concerned about its potential effects on younger kids' attention spans. Staying online, Facebook turned 10 years old yesterday. At facebook.com/CNN Student News, we're asking what you think of that. Carol's surprised it's lasted this long and still thrives. Abel, or Abel, says that's pretty old for internet age, and it shows how fast time is going. One out of every 6 people in the world uses Facebook, and Facebook knows a lot about its users, how old you are, where you live, go to school or work, and what you like, the things you're talking about with your friends, the things you share with them, and what you click on. It's incredibly valuable information. Facebook makes 90% of its money by selling ads, and your info helps it to do that. How else has Facebook changed our lives?
So Facebook is turning 10 years old, and it really is an unprecedented story in sort of internet history as well as social media history. To tell the story, you can start with one number, 1.2 billion. That's how many active monthly users Facebook has. Compare that to Twitter that has 250 million, and you literally can take Twitter's entire user base, add almost a billion more. That's how many you have for Facebook. And that really plays a part in why it has changed so many people's lives. The sheer numbers really is part of the story. Facebook has allowed people in a way they've never been able to before to reach people, you know, from parts of their lives they thought were totally gone, to find people from elementary school, high school, college, find old teachers, find old friends they never thought they'd meet again. Sure, MySpace was out there first. Sure, Friendster was around first. But this isn't just your college and young adults and high school students. This is everybody. This is your aunt, your uncle, your grandma. So the ability to find and connect with people on Facebook is something we've never seen in internet history. You just think about the things we do differently because of Facebook now. Birth announcements, wedding announcements, pictures of the kids, things like that that it would take even in the era of email. You'd have to sort of make your list, send these things out. Now you can literally with one click sort of make these major life announcements to everybody you care about, to your family, your friends. They're all there. If you're a web-enabled person in 2014, odds are you have a Facebook account. And that means we can find each other in ways that we never could have considered before, even in the internet age.